Side Hustle School, what's up? Welcome. This is Chris Guillebeau, episode 697. And today's story features twin brothers who turn their art of cardistry, into a profitable business. These brothers make money appear out of thin air, or maybe more like out of a sale of playing cards. Lots and lots of playing cards. This side hustle grows into a not-so-small business that sells millions of decks of playing cards. Now, as a bonus, here is your word of the day. Word of the day is prestidigitator. I was not 100% sure I knew that word when I first saw it in these notes, so I had to go and look it up to make sure. Prestidigitation is the art of magic tricks performed as entertainment. So a prestidigitator is someone who traffics in that art. A little fun fact as we begin today. Again, the story is magician brothers make money appear from playing cards. It's all fun and games as long as they don't let their profits vanish. That story right after this message. Twin brothers Dave and Dan Buck have loved magic as long as they can remember. Growing up, they shared a bedroom, they shared the same interests and hobbies, and they started learning magic at the same time. Wanting a way to practice on the go, they each carried a card deck with them everywhere they went. These entrepreneurs at heart made their first product to sell when they were 15. It was a booklet on sleight of hand techniques for magicians. However, back then, their website had no way for them to accept online payments. They just had a page that listed their address that people could send them a check, and then their parents would drive them to the post office to ship out orders. By the way, I had a little business like that when I was 15 as well. Good times, fun little throwback. One of their earliest sales came from a famous magician ordering their manuscript. They were so excited that at first they didn't want to cash his check. However, as the French philosophers, the Wu-Tang Clan, said, "Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money." So they went and cashed it. Their booklet sold well, at least compared to normal teenage wages, and it allowed them to travel to magic conventions and shows. They realized they didn't just love magic, they also loved the business of magic. This led to the creation of danandave.com in 2007. It catered to magicians and served as a lab for them to try new ideas, create instructional videos, and, critically, offer playing cards for sale. Over the years, this playing card collection had grown substantially. People seemed to really like the decks they featured. Then, world-famous magician David Blaine released his own playing card deck. This got the twins thinking, hey, if he has his own deck, we should have one too. They began designing and selling their own decks, along with promoting the decks of other popular brands. The first one they designed was a set of two called Smoke and Mirrors, because they're twins. In 2012, they decided to create a site focused solely on selling playing cards. More and more companies were designing premium decks, and their popularity was skyrocketing. So, with the same ease as a three-card Monte setup, they made a Shopify account for what they called Art of Play. They used their existing inventory from Dan and Dave to feed into their new site. The brothers have since partnered with artists and designers from all over the world in developing their own brands of playing cards and decks. They're constantly looking through graphic design books and blogs for inspiration. When they find a designer they like, they email them to see if they'd be interested in collaborating on a project. It's the same process they use to find a designer for their own very first deck. When it's time to print the cards, they work with a company that's based in Kentucky and has been around for 130 years. For their packaging, they use a local letterpress printer in San Diego. This gives them the creative freedom to do all sorts of printing tricks like embossing, foil stamping, and more. These fancy features help them stand out in a crowded market. When the cards arrive, they send a deck to their photographer. While he's preparing the images, Dan and Dave work on marketing copy, adding the new deck to their website, blasting out teasers on Instagram, and hyping it up until the launch. They also pitch design blogs like Uncrate and Cool Material to help promote their products. These blogs have a huge audience and sometimes post links to Art of Play's designer cards on their sites. Whenever they do, it sends their sales soaring. The twins typically release one deck per month. Business has grown so much that they now have seven people working with them. And the income earned from Art of Play pays their salaries, along with the salaries of those employees. Since producing their first deck way back in 2008, they've sold several million of them. Their business has allowed them to make a living doing what they love and give back to communities and nonprofits. For example, their partnership with 1% for the Planet helps plant trees around the world. The profits for these two prolific prestidigitators aren't disappearing, and neither is their interest in spreading the love of magic. That is that word of the day, prestidigitator. Since expanding into puzzles, games, and novelty items, they've also been able to pull a rabbit from their hat and reach a wider audience. So here's something that I am impressed with. They put out a new deck every month. And I actually think that is key, because if they didn't do that, let's say they had a catalog of 20 legacy items And, you know, in some ways, a playing card deck is evergreen. People are always going to want to buy them and it's always going to be relevant. But I actually think if they didn't do that, they wouldn't see the sales numbers that they do. Because the consistency of putting out a product each month and just the whole method of promotion and posting photos about them, just regularly getting attention because of new designs, as well as the collaboration with known designers, which is then going to help as well, because hopefully the designer is going to get the word out to their network. I really think that is a key part of the profitability and the sustainability of this project. Now, I also like how they have expanded into other items, which I didn't talk about a ton in the story, but just looking at their website, something that I think is really cool, they have a glass edition of Monopoly and a glass edition of Scrabble. They also do a really good job on their Instagram account documenting all these different things. I think they had something like 85,000 followers when I took a look. So they're obviously in it for the long term, showing you how you can create a unique physical product and then keep creating it month after month, but keep seeing really significant sales. So well done. Congratulations to these guys. I hope they don't disappear. Or I hope they don't make me disappear, you know, if they don't like this episode or something. And perhaps most important of all, I hope that you don't disappear. Do keep coming back. We've got lots of great stories, new stuff coming up every day. As always, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Today's wondrous, magical show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/697. Only 3 episodes to go until number 700. Don't forget to do something for yourself today. We're going into the holidays. I know it's a tough time for lots of folks, so do something for yourself as well as someone else. And once again, my name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.